Hello and welcome, after a rather longer absence than usual, to the third episode of the Anablog podcast, a podcast which aims to bring to you all the musical delights of the musical blogging world. And on today's show, we're going a little bit feature mad. We're going to have music from the Hype Machine's most hyped artist. We're going to have music from the Hype Machine's most hyped blog. And then, just to mix it up a little bit, we're going to have music from when I first started doing my research this morning. As soon as I landed on Hype Machine, I listened to all the songs there on the front page, and I have given my choice cut from that selection. As well, coming up, we're going to have music from a band I've already seen and a band that I'm going to see. So, all in all, it's going to be quite a veritable mix of music. So, first up is my choice cut from the Hype Machine. So, I just landed on the page this morning. I had a quick look around. So, they've actually integrated a new player into the Hype Machine now. So, you can literally just hit play and you can just skip forward from that player there. And that's all I did. I just went through those songs. And it was quite an interesting selection, to say the least. There was a little bit of sort of Japanese guitar fuzz electro from a Dutch blog, so I can't really tell you much more about that track, but the link will be on the Anablog blog. There was a selection of tunes called the Britbox Non-Existent Disc 6, which was an interesting selection of indie from 1985 through to 2000, so that's definitely worth checking out. Found a blog called Pirates of the Bargain Bin, and these guys, either once a week or once every 2 weeks, they just pick a word and then find songs which have got that word in it, either in the artist name or the title name. And there was one track there, Evelyn, and A Protest in Lines Too Thin to Read, which was a very good track. But an interesting concept from Pirates of the Bargain Bin. But the winner from my front page choice this week is from a band called King of Prussia and their track Misadventures of the Campaign Kids. Now, this was from a blog by John Laird, Side One, Track One, and the band King of Prussia themselves, or just him or her, they are on Kindercore Records, and they've got an album titled Save the Scene, which is coming out in this January. When I first heard this track, I thought it was almost going to be Paul Weller going to kick into That's Entertainment, but sadly it wasn't, but it still was a very nice track anyway. So see what you think and let us know.
Turned our reactors to the sun, their plan would come undone. The world would be reformed. The legislation simply needs a push along. We anticipate reactions to our points before the guns are drawn. That's preemption of our own. Without my weaknesses,
was King of Prussia and their track Misadventures of the Campaign Kids. You can get their album Save the Scene out in January very soon. And if you want to hear more of that stuff, then go to myspace.com/WeAreKingOfPrussia. So it has to be said, I've been pretty poor on the gig side of things very recently. So I was most delighted to be go down to Derby Club Room last Sunday and go and see an excellent band, a band called Sons and Daughters. Now, they've had a couple of albums out already, and they're coming up with a third album, which when they went in to record it, the producer said to them, don't be afraid to make a pop album. They're from Scotland. They're a four-piece, and two boys, two girls, or two men, two women, as I should probably say. And the live show was fantastic. There's no two ways about it. They've improved a lot of their songs with regards to the live performance. The guitarist, the lead guitarist, is amazingly talented. He was messing around with lots of effects and just doing things ever so slightly differently, and just intricacies which didn't come across on the first couple of albums they did, Love the Cup and The Repulsion Box. Now, the hype machine's been a little bit quiet with regards to Sons and Daughters, so I've had to dig deep, and I've found their forthcoming single called The Guilt Complex, which is out on the 29th of November, so it's out next Monday. So if you do enjoy this, go and buy it. But I'm just going to give you now a little sample of their, well, you see, when I went to see them live, it was interesting. They were playing Johnny Cash, which is quite a well-known song of theirs. And then suddenly, he mumbled something in Scottish beforehand, the lead singer chap. What he was obviously making reference to was the fact that they were going to do this song after slightly differently. And what they did was, in the middle of Johnny Cash, they suddenly broke down into the Stooges' I Want to Be Your Dog. Now, I'm going to try and recreate what they did live. What do we do? We're telling on the wall, shaking with us, and the pocket of dawn. What do we do? We're telling on the wall, shaking with us, and the pocket. Oh dear, I realised that didn't really work at all in any way, shape or form in my reconstruction. But I can assure you, live, it was one of those things where you just went, see what you've done there, with a little sort of piano ting 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 thing. Anyway, if you'd like to see Sons and Daughters, then they are still on tour. They're playing in Manchester on the 24th, Sheffield on the 26th, Hull on the 28th, Newcastle on the 30th. And then they're back up to Scotland for Edinburgh on the 2nd, Dundee on the 3rd, Aberdeen on the 5th, and Glasgow on the 6th. Don't forget, this track coming up, Guilt Complex, is out on the 29th of November. And if you do buy it, you will be treated to a rather spectacular cover of Adamski's Killer. Enjoy.
Destroying himself. All you see is all you'll get. He's trying to buy. frozen pan. She's signing her name and she's forgetting her friends. Had a girl complex, break her neck, and now she worries for the good of her well. Let's go complex, useless effect. Now she suffers, destroying herself.
Passing note, my tip of the day would be don't get too distracted by attractive looking bassists when they sell you a small t-shirt when it was clearly marked medium. So now on to the most hyped artist of this week, and this week's most hyped artist is Burial, a dubstep artist from the UK who has literally been all over the blogs. I've just got a long list of blogs here who've said, you know, dubstep, never really my thing, but after receiving Best New Music honours from Pitchfork, as well as glowing reviews from just about everybody else, most people seem to have forgone their preconceptions of dub, grime and drum and bass. I found this particular copy at Music Is My Occupation, a blogger there called Marcus, a Swedish guy who says this music is very apt for the long winter days, which are slowly drowning him as we approach Christmas by the sounds of things. An apocalyptic adventure far beyond whatever can be called conventional about dubstep, says Marcus. Burial certainly sticks close to his dubstep roots with dark moods, sparse rhythms and emphasis on bass, but it's his ability to blend in much more subtle sounds that makes this a unique record. That's from Analog Giant. Although I'm certainly not hip enough to discuss the meaning of British grime, two-step, garage or dubstep, as I have variously heard this music described, I can describe the sound as something like a ghost in the machine, with skittering electronic beats, ghostly keyboard washes and soul vocal samples manipulated near the point of torture. Burial's Untrue, that's his new album, sounds like some kind of aural missive from the next world, crackling and popping in the rain. And you can also find an interview with Burial at the Guardian Arts website, which I've provided a link on the Anablog blog. But enough of the talk. I would say with this track, give it one or two listens. Go and take the link from the Anablog blog to the Burial page on the Hype Machine and just listen to it just from start to finish. You're going to get repetitions. You're going to get a few different tracks. But I would say once you've given this a few listens over, once you've given it the time I think you need to, then you will find Burial probably an interesting addition to your music collection. So this is Burial with Ghost Hardware. Thank you.
life just all clicks together.
Burial is signed to Hyperdub Records, and you can buy his latest album, Untrue, in record stores now. So, from dubstep to Oxford step, as the Folds, MySpace describes themselves as, or as Yanis Philippakis, I'm terribly sorry, but it's a Greek name, I'm not even going to bother, Yanis describes themselves as autistic pop. Folds are a five-piece from Brighton, but a couple of them went to Oxford, but found out that that wasn't really for them, which is a good thing, really, because it sounds like they make much better music. They wouldn't describe themselves as indie, far from it. In fact, one blogger from Speeding Up to Stop describes them as dance, math rock, pop, punk, afrobeat. I'll leave that for you to decide. They've been around on the blogosphere for a while. If you follow Derek Davies' blog, Good Weather for Airstrikes, you'll realise he had them on one of his M3 compilation series, and that track I'm going to play for you in a moment. They've got a single out called Balloons on December the 3rd. This is all seems to me a bit of a build-up. They've been on Jules Holland recently, and you'll notice, I think, probably Autistic Pop is quite an apt name, because they're very lively and I want to say jiggity jaggedy, but that probably doesn't really complement my vocabulary very well. But I think once you listen to them and once you see them, check out their YouTubes on their MySpace, myspace.com/folds, you'll get what I'm on about. Folds are a splintery symbiosis fusing the incalculable accuracy and OCD tendencies of Battles with the flashy muted guitars and unique British vocals of Bloc Party to create a distinct name for themselves in the math rock genre, according to Speeding Up to Stop. I'm not entirely sure about that. I do know that they've definitely been propelled further in the UK scene. They've been on sort of the whole Skins thing, so obviously not as popular as The Gossip and Beth Ditto, but maybe on their way, who knows. This track is called Hummer. It's been out for a while, it has been a single, but I still think it's one of the best ones they've done. You seem like fools, not a spy, but her. Come on. If you like the sound of that, then you can catch Foles supporting Cut Off Your Hands, who were featured on the first episode of Anablog. They're supporting them in Leicester, Cardiff and Portsmouth and Kingston. Or you can see them on the Eat Your Own Ears tour, which calls it Nottingham Trent University, the Manchester Warehouse Project and The Plug in Sheffield. And then if you don't catch them, then you can, of course, go and see them supporting Block Party in Glasgow, Manchester and London. So now to the final feature of the show, and that is the most hyped blog. And clearly the Hype Machine is telling me this week that the most hyped blog, as I've done this show, is The Music Slut. And I can see why, to be fair. The Music Slut, just going through stuff that they've knocked up in the past 24 hours, a whole range of excellent tracks. They've got a YouTube interview with Justice, as well as a little Justice medley. They've got a remix of Calvin Harris. They've got the Sirkin remix of the Foles track I've just played to you, and they've got Amy Winehouse doing a cover of Monkey Man on Jules Holland's show. A bit of YouTube action there for you. So, who are they? What do they do? Where do they come from? Well, apparently, The Music Slut was formed one drunken summer's eve in Scotland. Apparently, there's three of them. Jen, who likes long walks on the beach, Queen, lemon sherbet, pints of ale, living in the abstract, travelling to exotic places, amongst other things. She's a vegetarian, anti-capitalist, and is clinically obsessed with Robbie Williams. I believe she met Sky, who is the worst kind of music slob. He's always right, and that includes about the artistic genius of S Club 7. They met them in Scotland, which is why their phrase, their sort of their tagline, "Come on, new toots," has since come into being. And finally, Matt has been wearing horn-rimmed glasses before emo was on the musical map, has an unhealthy obsession with lip balm, oh my goodness, never turns down free anything when the spelling bee in second grade, and wishes he had an unlimited Metro card for life. So that's The Music Slut, and I had a quick flick through, as I've said, and I've found a whole range of different things, but something which struck me as rather different, and something which struck me as even, you know, very catchy, was a track by Sharon Stone and the Dap Kings, Nobody's Baby. If you enjoy this, then let us know. Go on to the Anablog blog, anablogradio.blogspot.com. Leave a comment on the end of the page, and look forward to reading your comments next week. Ta-ra! I done left you here, ooh, all by yourself, ooh, but it ain't my fault, baby. Oh, you treated me like a fool, and I tell you, it ain't my fault, baby. Oh, I hope that you treated me so cruel, but you know what? Nobody!
get yourself a new one.